Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Doctor, 744, we're just back at Harvard graduates in here. I mean, it's just that, you know, Harvard, Harvard, Harvard. I get so tired of seeing my classmates. You know what I mean? The great Dr. Ian K. Smith is here. We love Dr. Ian K. Smith. We insist on calling him Ian because we feel better about ourselves.
I like that.
And the book is Clean and Lean. How many books for you now?
This is 17.
You got to stop. It's too many. Can't have any more. Can't write any more.
How many shows is this for you?
Let me go to the tape here.
1,359.
Just on this run? 1,359.
Okay.
You want me to stop?
I'm just saying. I'm far behind you.
Listen.
I got a long way to go.
I'm very impressed because you continue to pump out really important information. And, you know, the weight that I've lost is in no small part due to the last time you were in and a book that I took a look at and picked some of the things out of it. Because what I like about what you do is you write it clean and lean. I'm not just taking the book title.
Right.
But it's understandable by anybody.
Yeah.
And it's something you can put into practice immediately.
You know where I learned that from? I was doing Celebrity Fit Club many, many years ago. And I had written this wonderful book that I thought was just the cat's meow. I just thought it was all this great nutritional information. And I gave it to the celebrities because I was in charge of their weight loss. And the week later, they said, Dr. Ian, we love you. But this book is too much. Just tell us what to do.
Yeah.
And I sat there.
Because people want it simple.
Right. And I sat there and said, geez, I spent all this research and all this time. And so I wrote, the next book I wrote was called The Fat Smash Diet,
yep,
which was maybe 60 pages.
Right.
And they loved it. And they did so well on it. And so since that day, since that time, all my books, I write it. I don't dumb it down ever, but I write it in a way that's accessible to everybody. And you don't have to read a lot. I don't want you reading, you know, read my novels, that's reading. But for a weight loss book, I don't want you to feel like you're reading a novel. You need to know the plan.
Yeah. And the food lists are also accessible, too. It's not a lot of stuff that you have to go to four different markets to try to search for.
You don't have to forage.
So people say, who do I write these books for? I write these books for, everyone can use them, of course. I write these books for people who have limited income.
Mm-hmm.
Who don't have, you know, personal chefs, who are busy.
In other words, real people.
Real people, and they want tasty food. So on page 21, these are all the clean and lean foods that you can have for 30 days, and you can swap things in and out. But they're things that people like to eat anyway. There's eggs, there's sushi, there's turkey, there's tortillas, there's pizza with whole grain or whole wheat dough. There's beef, as long as it's with no hormones, turkey bacon, avocados, chicken, chickpeas. So you have plenty of food, and people say, well, it's just regular food. Yes, but we're just eating it cleaner. By the way, clean and lean is the combination of clean eating with intermittent fasting.
All right, let me back you up for a second. The Clean 20 was a very successful book.
Very successful.
You were in here talking about that. What did you do to evolve to this? What's different about those two?
Okay, so this is what happened. Someone in my group on Facebook, and people listening, join our group. It's called Cleaner, Get Leaner. Someone in the group was doing Clean 20. She said, her name is Bev Simon from Maryland. She said, could I do intermittent fasting with Clean 20? I said, try it. I don't know. Try it. So she was doing it. Then my good friend Nazi Muhammad, who I gave in the acknowledgement, I say Nazi Muhammad, who played for the Bulls at one point,
yep,
he and I were playing golf, and he kept drinking like a gallon of water. I was like, dude, we're at the halfway house, he wouldn't eat. I'm like, why aren't you eating? He's like, I'm doing intermittent fasting. So I was like, oh, geez, you know, because that's the one place at the halfway house at the turn I get a hot dog. I get all beef hot dog, the only place I eat a hot dog. Right.
Right?
So I'm like, dude, I'm eating hot dogs by myself and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, he says, no, this thing is working. Like, I eat from a certain time, I fast from a certain time. The combination of Nazi doing it and then Beverly Simon, who did the Clean 20 plus intermittent fasting, and her results were through the roof, I said, oh my goodness, let's do clean eating, intermittent fasting.
Clean and lean.
Up to 15 pounds in 30 days.
And healthily dropping.
Healthy.
15.
Oh yeah. It's people say, was it too fast? Well, you're doing something healthy. Let's break down what intermittent fasting is, because people think it's starvation, and it's not. Intermittent fasting says you have a feeding window followed by a fasting window followed by a feeding window, and you keep rotating.
And it's not necessarily full days, right?
No.
It could be chunks of hours.
Yes. Well, Jimmy Kimmel does the 5-2.
Yeah, he's out of his mind. He looks great, though. He really does.
He does 5 days of normal eating, 2 days of 800 calories or less. For my money, my way is more, not my way, but this other way is more effective. This is, which is called time restricted feeding, TRF.
Well, I think your way is obviously, doctor, healthier. The thing I worry about with Jimmy Kimmel, who's a friend, is there's an energy depletion that goes with 5 days eating anything you want and then dropping suddenly to 800 calories.
Right. Out of nowhere.
Along with being angry, I would think, for most of those 2 days.
Yeah.
Dave, does all this make sense to you?
Well, it does, but how long is the window for the fasting?
Great question. Yeah. Okay, so it depends on what you want. So the book gives you three different tracks. So basically it works like this. Let's say, for example, I want to start my feeding window at 10 a.m. in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So my first meal starts at 10, or I'm allowed to start eating at 10. Then I go all the way to 8 p.m. So I'm allowed to have three meals and three snacks from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. At 8 p.m., I stop. Shut it down. Into my fast, right? So I fast from 8 p.m. to 10 a.m. I'm allowed to have water. I'm allowed to have coffee with a little splash of organic milk. I'm allowed to have herbal tea in the fast. And this is why it's very important. You cannot break the fast with calories, because if there are no calories on board, your body's going to go into your fat stores for energy. So you break down the fat. If you eat food during your fast, your body's going to prefer, because it's easier fuel, to use the calories you just ate. And so the reason why IF, or intermittent fasting, the reason why it reduces belly fat is because it drives your body into the fat stores to break it down to give you energy.
Right. So you described 10 hours in a feeding window, 14 hours of fasting. Is that the magic number?
No. It depends on what you want. So you could do 16-8, 16 feeding, 8 fasting. That's the most conservative to start.
Okay.
You can do 14-10, you can do 12-12. The bigger your fasting window, obviously, the more weight you'll lose, the more you'll drive into your belly fat.
And you know how you know this works? I mean, it's easier for me to say that. I have a hereditary blood condition, so I have to take regular blood tests. The regular blood tests are fasting blood tests. If I'm fasting from 8 p.m. to whenever I can get the blood test, 8 a.m., say, you know, on a Saturday morning, it's not that big a freaking deal. It's just bad habits. It's bad habits. It's 8 a.m. or it's 8 p.m. It's 9 p.m. 9 p.m., I'm watching a TV show I like. I'm going to go get something to eat. And once you get off that, you break that thing, you're not really hungry.
Exactly.
You're just eating because you want to eat.
It's an activity.
Right.
It's not because your body is saying, feed me. It's because it's an activity. And what's interesting is people are already doing IF, because think about it. When you sleep, let's say you sleep for 7 hours. That's fasting. You're not eating anything for 7 hours. All we're saying is, add an hour before you go to bed, add an hour when you wake up in the morning, and now you have a fasting window. It's easy. People like it.
It's pretty much my window.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah, because I eat at 10 o'clock. The show ends at 10. I have some oatmeal out there. I usually have that. Yeah, so I bet I have coffee.
Yeah, and you don't go hungry. People say, well, I'm going to go hungry. Trust me on this. I mean, people in the group, I love, we got 20,000 people in this group since 2 weeks. I mean, because I love reading their posts, and they say to me all the time, there's so much food in this plan, I didn't realize I could eat so much food and still, you know, for it be effective. You know, one lady from Canada, about 160 pounds, she dropped 13 pounds in 11 days. Doing nothing special. Now, there is exercise, but it's not exercise where you have to go to the gym and kill yourself. It's 30 minutes. I could do it right here in this studio.
Just move.
It's just movement. And I break it into tracks. I have a beginner track, an intermediate track, an advanced track, and all the exercises are based on just no equipment right in your bedroom or in your, you know, backyard.
What about food groups, carbs, things?
So you know, hold that thought. Hold that thought, and also talk about cooking, too, when we come back.
Okay.
All right, Sandberg, you were asking Dr. Ian K. Smith before the break
about food groups and, like, carbs, gluten-free, like any of those. Is foods off limits in the clean and lean? Or?
Yeah, so really the guidelines are pretty open. Soda's off limits. Frying is off limits. White flour is off limits, but you can have whole grain or whole wheat flour. So you can have whole grain or whole wheat bread as long as it's 100% whole wheat, whole grain pizza dough. And then canned and frozen are good, by the way, even though people think that canned and frozen are bad. They're good, but they have to be canned in their own juices or in water, mm-hmm. and low sodium. And organic frozen is great. So there really aren't a lot of, you know, alcohol is a big thing. So, you know, for the purist out there, there's no alcohol for 30 days. But people say, what if I have a glass of alcohol? Well, it's not going to kill you.
Sure. Jesus. It just slows your results.
Yeah, it's just going to, you know, it just may take a little bit out of the results, but it's not going to kill you. So,
by the way, chapter 2 of PrEP, the clean and lean rules, everything you described is right there. So you laid that out easily as well.
Yeah, very easily. I mean, it's just straight up. And what I like about what people are saying to me, I just showed Mary, like this woman here, I didn't know, Kathy Jones Tucker, entering week 3 of cleaner and leaner, and I'm down 13.8 pounds. These are regular people. I don't know these people.
Right.
They're in our group, Cleaner Get Leaner, but they don't have trainers or fancy gourmet chefs. So what I like about it is, and people say, well, you were on a show, Celebrity Fit Club. Yes, but I like working with everyday people, because the struggle is real for us. You know what I mean? And I think that people need things that are doable, accessible, affordable, and their whole family can do it.
You got a great list of snacks, too. Everybody goes, well, can I snack?
Or just regular soda?
Both.
Both. Okay. I know you hate soda.
Well, I don't like soda at all. But do you know why diet soda? Diet soda because artificial sweeteners are 200 times sweeter than sugar. And what happens is you actually get more addicted to wanting sweet because the artificial sweeteners are so sweet. So people say, well, it's not sugar. Yeah, but it's sweeter than sugar.
So if I drink a Diet Coke and suddenly I want chocolate, that doesn't surprise you.
Not at all. Because it releases dopamine in your brain, goes to your pleasure center, and says, I feel good.
Your pleasure center.
Yeah, and then you keep wanting more of it. Yeah, so no, it doesn't surprise me at all. So
what about cooking?
You know, saute some extra virgin olive oil. But you know what? A lot of people order out on this plan because you can get fish, chicken, salads, almost anywhere. Geez, you can go to a fast food restaurant and get a salad with some chicken on it. Or mm-hmm. So it really is customizable. You could be a diabetic. You can have high blood pressure. You can be gluten-free. Everyone is able to, vegan, vegetarian, everyone can make substitutions in and out of the program.
In 30 days, you're going to know if this thing works for you. And if you can
less than 30.
Yeah, well, that's true. 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and maybe 1 week.
Yeah, I mean, people like right now, people are posting their results from week one, 7 pounds, 8 pounds. I mean, it's look at this lady says, as of midnight tonight, I will stop drinking soda. I hope I can do this. I'm going from 10 cans of sodas a day.
10.
That's unbelievable.
My husband just sent me a text that said, we need to get off the Diet Coke. So that's we drink, but I drink one a day, but still.
If there are two things I could totally eliminate, smokes and soda.
How about other stuff starts with S? Maybe S is the problem.
Let's say your workout comes during your feeding window. What's the right pre-workout snack, meal, or post, for that matter?
You know, that's a really good question. Let me answer the question kind of off a little bit first. I actually recommend doing your workout during the fasting window if you can. Because think about it. If you work out during your fasting window, you have no new calories on board because you've been fasting. Your workout is demanding energy. So your body has to go somewhere to get the energy. Where does it go? To your fat stores. And it breaks down your fat. So if you can do a workout during your fasting window, you are magnifying the body's drive into your fat store. And by the way, once again, we're not saying go to the gym for an hour until you fall on the floor. I'm saying if you did 15, 20 minutes of some of the exercises in the book, marching in place, jump rope, I mean, all squats, no machines, you do that during your fasting window, you are going to drive like crazy. Now, during the feeding window, if you're someone who likes to do that, pre-workout should have fast carbs and some protein. Fast carbs and protein. So you want to make sure that, because the protein keeps your blood sugar levels nice and stable, and the fast carbs you need right away for energy.
What's a fast carb?
Oh, yogurt.
Okay.
You know, fruit. Okay,
good.
Fruit's a fast carb. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll have a banana before I work out. I have some yogurt maybe.
Apple.
A little granola. Apple, fast carb. Your body will digest it right away. The blood sugars rise. Boom.
Just, how many hours a night do you sleep?
Six.
This is, you know, Dr. Ian K. Smith is a perfect example of we all get the same 24 hours. It all depends on what you do with it.
But you know what? Life is short, though.
I don't know how you do the schedule, man.
I just feel, well, look at you. How many hours you get? You're up earlier than I am.
15 minutes, 20 minutes. Gravity boots hanging upside down like a vampire.
Gravity boots. Hey, listen, for the first five people who hit me up on Instagram, at Dr. Ian Smith, spell the doctor out, I-A-N Smith, you have to mention Steve Cochran. You DM me, say you heard me on Steve Cochran's show. I will send the first five people a copy of Clean and
Lean. Oh, no kidding. Will you sign up for them?
Yeah, of course.
You're a good man. You are a good man. Great to see you. You know, you're always welcome here, and your continued success is, well, it's a testament not just to living healthy, but to doing the right thing things in life. Clean and Lean, brand new from Dr. Ian K. Smith. This is his 411th book.
Less than your 1,300 shows.
It is just getting started. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you. Thanks, man.